Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This piece is called Castration Radia and was composed and performed by Slobodan Kajut. Slobodan Kajut is a composer who lives in Graz and who was born in former Yugoslavia. Slobodan Kajut studied composition here in Graz. The following words that I will say a paradox. That means that I'm not playing the role of a narrator, nor the role of an announcer. I want, with my words that I say now and later on, I want to focus the paradox of this show and the paradox that lies in the work of Slobodan Kajut, in the special work called Castration Radia. So on one hand, you will understand why these words that I say are not necessary, and you will understand why these words are necessary. So okay, I'll start with the title. It's called Castration Radia, and it Slobodan focuses the issue of format radio. And maybe there are some sort of contradiction in the thing we do and the thing we say here in the Radio Art Network Radia, because on the one hand there is this, we can say freedom of art, and this freedom allows you to do things that may in other contexts not possible. On the other hand, there's a very strict limitation of time. Especially mean the time of the length of this show. It has to be 28 minutes long, so that all this computer and this automatical machines can handle this, and all this way of organization of radio so that the organization of the radio can handle this show, it has to have a certain form, and so it has to be 28 minutes. And as you heard, Slobodan's work wasn't 28 minutes, it has been 20 minutes, so there are 8 minutes left. And of course, that lies in the concept. Now, what shall we do with the last 8 minutes? So, we got in the at the Radio Network, Radio Art Network, the question arised, what can we do with the last 8 minutes? So, I asked Slobodan, what can we do with the last 8 minutes, and he said, "I don't mind. That's the responsibility of every radio station. They can do everything they want." And he told me, "If you want to, you can do some sort of a solo voice at the end of my work." And yes, that's it. So I posted this problem at the radio mailing list and said, how can we deal with that problems? And I said, maybe I can do some sort of a solo voice, not explaining, but creating some sort of semantic cloud that people may understand what's the key point of this work from Slobodan. Other possibility could be just to put silence here, but silence is quite means so much, especially when you think of John Cage. So it's a big problem. What can we do with the 8 minutes? And at least I decided to do this, let's say, solo voice. I don't know how to name that thing that I do in this broken words that I'm saying here and broadcasting and so on. So yes, that's one solution. So at the end of these 8 minutes, I will create a file that is 28 minutes long, and I will put it on the radio server, and you may hear it later on the radio stations around the world. Or may you don't hear this voice, because it may be erased or deleted or something like that, because I also will create a file that's just this 20 minutes long. It will be just this file Slobodan Kajut gave me, just Castration Radio. And so maybe the radio station you listen to may has erased my voice, has erased, has deleted my semantic cloud, but you won't hear me. That's a second paradoxon. Maybe I do it for you, although you don't know that I have done it for you. And I don't know if you will feel that. I'm sure you won't feel that there had been a second solo voice doing that for you, because you may hear something, some other stuff. Maybe it's related to the things that I say now. I don't know. Maybe. So the 28 minutes are finished soon, and I will be silenced now. So that's the end of transmission.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.